Missile barrage Monday targeted five cities in Ukraine with more than 40 missiles of different types, hitting apartment buildings and public infrastructure, including a children's hospital in Kyiv. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Across the country, one missile struck a large children's hospital in the Ukrainian capital Kyiv, and emergency crews searched the rubble for casualties. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko visits the site of a destroyed residential building in the capital. He says 17 flats were damaged and that rescuers are in there working and are hearing the voices and people under the rubble. The daylight attacks, including Kinzhal hypersonic missiles, one of the most advanced Russian weapons, the Ukrainian Air Force says. The head of Ukraine's presidential office, Andriy Yermak, said the attack occurred at a time when many people were on the city's streets. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Talks on a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip are expected to resume this week, with several cities saying the devastation caused by Israel's nine-month offensive likely helped push Hamas to soften its demands. Hamas over the weekend appeared to drop its longstanding demand that Israel promised to end the war as part of any ceasefire deal. The sudden shift had raised new hope for progress in internationally brokered negotiations. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had boasted that military pressure, including Israel's ongoing two-month offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, is what has led Hamas to enter negotiations. Netanyahu's office said Israeli negotiators will resume talks this week on a ceasefire with Hamas, which had been stalled for weeks, signaling progress towards a deal to end the war in Gaza. But it said there are still gaps between the parties. Hamas wants an agreement that ensures Israeli troops fully leave Gaza and that the war ends. Israel says it cannot halt the war before the Palestinian militant group is eliminated. This is VOA News. Newly installed British Prime Minister Keir Starmer continued his tour of the United Kingdom Monday as part of his pledge for immediate reset